Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Good morning. This is Ted. Austin's on his way. Apparently, he's got a little bit delayed this morning coming in. So here we go. The live shows have live events, so we get to do all kinds of fun stuff with you guys. Are you there, Austin?
All right, bud. I'm here.
By the way, I just want to I say one thing. This is I really like Clint Eastwood. I always have. I want to start off with a lighter story this morning. Clint Eastwood is going to film his new movie in Georgia despite the Hollywood boycott over the heartbeat bill. Here's how satanic these Hollywood guys are, including all the guys from Disney and everything else, the top people. Because Georgia passed the heartbeat bill, you can't have an abortion after the heartbeat is formed, they've decided they're going to boycott Georgia, which has been a very large place for movies, apparently because of the scenery, because of the amount of help, the talent they can get, and because of the cost. But now they're boycotting Hollywood. But despite of the boycott that Hollywood has called, the launched by Hollywood liberals angry over the state's new pro-life heartbeat law, legendary actor-director Clint Eastwood will be making his latest movie, The Battle of Richard Jewell, in Atlanta this summer. Of course, it'd be kind of hard to do it because this is the guy that happened with the bombing there with the Olympics in Atlanta, reported NBC, Charlotte, and other media. Clint Eastwood will perform the new film in Georgia despite the abortion bill boycott, tweeted NBC Charlotte on June the 25th. The movie is about Richard Jewell, a police officer security guard who discovered a bomb in the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta and saved countless lives. Jewell was initially hailed as a hero and then was viewed as a suspect and was eviscerated in the media. The media criticized Jewell relentlessly and essentially practiced trial by media. Eventually, however, he was exonerated and the real bomber, Eric Rudolph, was captured. Jewell sued NBC, CNN, and the New York Post for libel and won huge settlements. His lawyer, L. Lynn Wood, is the same lawyer now representing the Covington Catholic kid Nicholas Sandman in defamation lawsuits against CNN and the Washington Post. Now, I want to say something here for just one second. Here's the problem that we run into with people, okay, and with organizations. You know, a lot of people don't have enough sense to walk out of the rain, you know, in a monsoon and take shelter. They will say stuff and do stuff and act certain ways that are unbelievable towards anybody they want online. In other words, if someone offends them, rather than contacting that person like it says in Matthew 18, they will start writing bad stuff about that person online, and they will just lie. They will simply just lie about the person just to further their own website and traffic and clickbait. I've been a victim of this. All right. And I mean, I've had it happen, you know, here recently again. And I get so frustrated that I have to sic my attorneys on these people all the time and say, stop it. Because the problem is, if you don't drop a hammer on them immediately with an attorney or file a lawsuit or threaten to file a lawsuit, they take it as a sign. And some of these people consider themselves to be Christians. And they claim Christianity, but they're not Christians. Christians don't do this one to another. We're here to edify and uplift one another, not to tear each other down. You know, if I have a problem with somebody, this is what I always do. I contact them by telephone. If I can't get through to them, I try by email. If I can get through to them, then I have my attorney contact them. And here's why I do it that way. I just want to get it resolved. You know, I don't need people running around and saying things bad. And you know, here's what's so funny about all of this, and this is what aggravates the pooey out of me. You know, I've been in business for 38 years. I was a college professor for years. I've shared the platform with President Bush, Barbara Bush, Colin Powell, General Schwarzkopf, Larry King. I mean, all of them. And most of them globalists. I know them all. I've spoken to over a million people at live seminars, been featured in over close to 5,000 radio, TV, talk shows as a guest. I have, you know, I've done all of this stuff in my life. And, you know, you get people that want to slam you and say, well, he's this, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, what the heck, man? And this happened to me recently. That's why I'm on a tear about it right now. I had to get the attorneys involved again. And I'm like, you know, and of course now it's all stopped. And the thing about it is, guys, all it did, all I had to done with this woman who did this was for her to have simply Googled me and done some background research on me. And it's so unbelievable to me that people are so caught up in their own little world and they don't think about anybody else or how they are affecting anyone else, and they continue to do it. So when Clint Eastwood, when I saw him do this, and he said, you know what, This is a story that happened in Atlanta. It happened with Richard Jewell. The heck with what Hollywood's doing. They're a bunch of weirdo perverts. Anyhow, he didn't say that, but I'm assuming that's what he feels. I'm going to go ahead and film my movie there anyhow. Guys, think about what they're doing. Think about what this leftist group is doing. They are so set on killing babies and worshiping Moloch and Baal and Asherah indirectly through the sacrifice of their children and passing them through the fire, that when a state votes and says, we're going to pass a heartbeat bill so we can't have abortions after the heartbeat is formed, the Hollywood satanic coven is what they are, goes so berserk that they're going to boycott the entire state over these people exercising their rights as citizens and voting. It blows my mind that these people in Hollywood think they can dictate what we believe, what we think, who we are. They're pushing the transgender, transsexual, trans weirdo agenda on everybody. Crap, you don't even know how many Hollywood actresses are guys now. I'm going to say that again. You don't even know how many Hollywood actresses are guys. When they can take a guy and put him in this universe and you can't tell that it's a guy, that's mind-boggling to me, and they're doing it on purpose, trying to blur the line between sexual differentiation. This is satanic. It's all satanic. And if we don't want to march to their drum, do what they tell us to do, they're going to boycott us. This is the same nonsense that's happening in Congress. They're being pushed and pushed and pushed further and further to the left to destroy everything that God made to make it all evil. This is the goal of these guys. This is what they want to do. They want to make you their puppet. They want to make AI your taskmaster. They want to turn you into a robot. They want to put implants in you, and they want to force you to think and believe everything they think and believe, and force you to grovel. They want to tell you, they're going to tell you that unless you get implants, you're not going to be able to compete into the next society, and that everybody else is going to be superior to you. No, they're not. They're all going to be inferior to you because they're going to be linked to a hive mind with Lucifer. They're so evil, they're willing to kill millions of children a year. They're willing to go into every country that they don't have a central bank in and destroy that country, bomb it into oblivion, kill the children, bomb hospitals, shoot people for sport. Yes, you heard me say that. Shoot people for sport from a mile away, just a sight in their 50 caliber Barretts. They do all of this stuff, and they want to preach to us and tell us they're superior to us. I got news for them. Pound salt. You may have the president by the short hair. You may have done that. You may have him now where you want him, and he may be doing your agenda. But by the grace of God and God Almighty, by the strength that runs through me because of Jesus Christ my Lord, I will not submit to a new world order with you clowns. I will fight it until the day I die and I leave this planet and I go to be with God and with Jesus for eternity, which is my hope and glory. And guys, that's how I feel this morning. Because when I see stuff like Clint Eastwood, finally somebody standing up against these clowns, and he's an icon in Hollywood. He's in his 80s. He's had enough. He doesn't put up with this stuff. I remember one time they asked him about the gays. He said, I don't give a crap what the gays do. I could care less. See, that's the way we all used to feel. But that wasn't good enough. That wasn't good enough. I didn't care what they did. Leave me out of your stupid loop. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear about it. If you want to be a pervert, that's your own deal. I'm out of your loop. Oh, but that's not good enough. They got to stick it in front of us in Hollywood. They got to put trans actors in front of us in Hollywood. They've got to tell us that if we're not going to, we have to watch it and we're going to like it. Well, by God, I don't like it and I'm not going to have anything to do with these nuts anymore. I've had enough of all of them. There's already a bunch of actresses and actresses I have boycotted. I won't even see their movies anymore because they're so doggone full. When that city council member got voted in Denver, straight hardcore communist like Alexandra Cortez, and we got to have to listen to this junk from these weirdos because the media is communist and they try to force their agenda on us. Guys, listen to me. Listen to every one of you guys. I love you. You're my friends. You're my patriot friends. And we're going to stand in this thing together. I had a friend say to me the other day, he goes, well, what are we going to do? How are we going to deal with this? What happens when the book of Revelation opens up? Hey, the book of Revelation says that everybody doesn't die. It says the elect will survive. Guys, I'm believing every one of you guys are going to be the elect. I'm going to station angels around you like I did this morning. I'm going to pray for you every single day, and we're all going to be in this thing together. And we're going to come out the other end. And if we don't, we're going to have our hope and glory. They have no victory over us in Christ. And that's my opening statement this morning, Austin. When I saw that thing from Clint Eastwood, I thought, you know what? I'm going to praise the guy for what he's done. I don't like some of his language, but I like his attitude, and I like his movies. And I guarantee you I will go see Clint Eastwood movies from this point on, and I will always support this guy. What do you think, Austin?
No, that's well said. I saw the same thing earlier, and I was happy with him as well, because, I mean, the fact that you're seeing the Hollywood communists out there boycotting a state in the United States simply over the fact that they don't want to execute unborn children is egregious to me. Because what's ironic about this, if we flip the narrative, right, say we shifted it, we changed the paradigm, and all of a sudden we came out and Christian media and alternative media said, listen, we're not going to support any of these countries anymore or any of these states anymore. We're not going to give them any support. We're moving out of them. We're not going to shoot movies. We're not going to support them with anything at all because they have abortions in these states and we're completely and totally done with it and we're boycotting it and we're going to make sure that they lose tens of millions of dollars in revenue because of that, the media would be an all full-blown meltdown. They would say, you can't do that, that's discriminatory, it's federal law, we've passed it, it's state law, we allow everybody to have abortions now, blah blah blah, we can do whatever we want, you can't boycott us, we'll do as much as we want. And that's what they would say. But then Hollywood reverses it and does that to Georgia, and everybody goes, oh bravo, bravo, Hollywood's making a stand, we're so happy for them, everybody needs to have the right to execute unborn children, that's your right. Dude, it's not your right, guys. It's not your right to take another life. I'm all about being libertarian. I'm all about people being able to do what they feel like they need to do. And I mean, if you decide you want to go a certain route with your life, that's your choice. Like Dad said, don't leave me out of it. But when you start going in and directly violating my rights to be free, to be happy, and you start violating the rights of children that haven't been born yet, and you start executing them and you think that's your right, you're completely and totally nuts. I'm going to be honest with you right now. You're past the loony bin level. You need to be, you know, essentially, you know, committed. I mean, when New York passed that garbage up there and basically said that you can have a full-term abortion, and if the abortion gets botched and the baby's essentially laying on the table screaming, they can humanely execute the baby if the mother still doesn't want it. I mean, you got to be one sick, sick, sick individual to even have an inclination that that is okay behavior in a civilized society. I mean, we're not living back in the, you know, the Stone Ages anymore. We're still sacrificing children. Oh, but are we? Are we? Is this just been another form? Because if you look back through time, there has always been an excuse to sacrifice children, and that's all abortion is, in my opinion, and it has been, and it continue to will be, is an excuse to sacrifice children. So it's just something I thought really well said, Dad. I'm proud of Clint Eastwood as well. Also, to another news, why everybody is bowing down and glorifying Facebook now for coming out with the Libra, which I talked to you guys about yesterday. It is ridiculous to me how much publicity this has gotten and how many people are so excited about it, and how now Bitcoin is blowing up through the roof again as everybody is funding Bitcoin because they think Libra is essentially going to be neck and neck with it again. Facebook now has reported that they're going to work hand in hand with the government of France to rat out its own Facebook users so they can be prosecuted for hate speech. I kid you not. The move comes just 3 months after Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg pledged that privacy-focused background and the privacy of its users were going to be completely overhauled on the social media network and that they valued everyone's privacy. They said in a world first, Facebook is to give data now on hate speech suspects to the French courts at any given time. Facebook has agreed to hand over any identification data of French users suspected of hate speech on its platform to the judges. The decision by the world's largest social media platform network comes after successful meetings between Zuckerberg and Macron, who wants to take a leading role globally on regulating hate speech and the spread of false information online. Remember what I told you guys yesterday? This will be the next step once they get this monetary system in place. The problem is, and I've said this 100 times, and everybody understands this, most of our listeners understand this as well, there is no basis for hate speech. There is no constitutional outline for hate speech. Hate speech doesn't exist in the Constitution. It is simply a made-up term that the globalist bankers have put together now to have the media platforms portray as anything that goes against the mainstream narrative. That's why they always couple, and almost every article I've read, couple hate speech and spread of false information online. They're both always coupled. Again, who gets to dictate what's false information? Does that mean now that essentially any French citizen, essentially, is going to be treated as a terrorist if they hold the wrong opinion, or if they say something that the French government deems to be hate speech or deems to be false information? You're now allowing the largest social media network in the world, along with a country, a government, a country's government, to come in now and dictate what they believe to be is hate speech and false information, and to jail people and arrest them based on that. Their justification is just after Macron announced his partnership with Zuckerberg last November, the Yellow Vest protest exploded on the streets in France. The movement tapped into deep-seated anger at economic stagnation among the middle-class individuals in France. But it also transformed into a political force through Facebook groups that were, as Macron claims, hotbeds of conspiracy theories, anti-Semitic abuse, and anti-vax information. Here we go again. It all goes back into people questioning the narrative on vaccines and anybody that talks about anything as far as with Jews. Now, I don't have a bit of problem with Jewish individuals. I know multiple individuals that are Jews. I've worked with individuals that are Jews. The irony of this is, I always find it funny that there's a select group of individuals, which the Muslims have now fallen in that category now, where Jews and Muslims are completely protected from anything anybody says whatsoever now. You can't say anything about Muhammad. You can't say anything about, basically, as far as Judaism. All those are completely off limits. You say those, it's hate speech, it's hate speech, it's hate speech, you need to be jailed immediately. But, oh, you can talk about Jesus Christ. You can belittle Christianity. You can mock Christian beliefs. That's completely fine. You can do that all you want. But you say anything about Judaism, or you say anything that is deemed Islamophobic, oh, we're jailing you now. That's hate speech. This is the world that we're starting to see be portrayed on the mainstream platform now, is that it's a double standard to push the mainstream agenda. I've told you guys before, Islam is a speech of is a religion of pedophilia. Muhammad was a pedophile. Pedophile. They encourage pedophilia. They're all about that. So to me, it only makes sense that they portray this as something they want to protect because it goes along with the New World Order. And with the Yellow Vest protest hitting 32 weeks now and the National Front beating Macron's party in the recent EU elections, you can be sure this new law will be quickly put into use now that Facebook is planning on handing all this information over to the French government at a whim whenever they feel like doing so, Dad. So it's just crazy to me how we have this entity that claims they're going to crack down on privacy. They're going to come out with this new latest and greatest cryptocurrency that's going to be completely safe, completely secure, and then at the same time they go, oh, well, by the way, we're going to give everybody's information that lives in France to the French government that uses Facebook so they can now criminalize anything you say for hate speech. This is the double world that we live in right now. Up is down, bad is good, good is bad. It's completely perverted and twisted, and we have to start being vocal and making a stand, or else we're even going to lose our right to say anything, as pretty much almost every other country in the world has already had happen, Dan.
You know, Austin, I can't say it much better than what you just said it, but here's, I got to be so careful on how I address this right now. The problem is, the American Israeli Political Action Committee, which has over 40,000 members and volunteers in the United States, is the largest lobbying group in the U.S. It directly affects our legislation and our laws. And because they're so powerful in Washington, senators and congressmen who basically want to get reelected. Now, I just, if you don't believe me, go watch the video that James Traficant did before he went to prison. I mean, he stood against this. And what happened with Traficant, and he'll tell you the story if you watch it, he found out that one of the quote-unquote people that was being arrested for war Germany, basically as from the Simon Wiesenthal group, was innocent. And they had gotten the wrong guy. And the guy was not even involved in German concentration camps. And he found this out. And he went to Israel as a congressman and had him released against all of the advice of all of the people who worked in Congress with him. Now, I'm going out on a limb right now. And because they did this, he was able to bring this guy back to the United States and get him freed. But then again, he was turned right back around, recharged again, brought back through Germany, and sent back over again. You can listen to his entire story on all of this stuff. It's a major, major mess with what's happened with our politics, with dual in the United States. And we have to try to look at this from a realistic standpoint. Because the Rothschild banking cartel is the group that controls the money supply, you know, Zuckerberg, he's also Jewish. And you have this people that really, really stick together. I guess you'd call it almost more of a tribal faction. They really want to promote fellow believers as far as Hebrews, Jews, etc. The biggest problem they have, Austin, is the fact that, you know, Macron was put into power in France by the Rothschilds. He's a Rothschild cutout. So we have a group of people here that are not Jewish. They're Sabbatean Kabbalists. They're Luciferians. The Bible calls them in the book of Revelations the synagogue of Satan. And these guys are running much of the world's commerce and much of the world's social media. Now, I'm being very careful how I say this, because not all Jews are involved in this. Not all Jews are bad. Not all Jews are wanting it in place. There are groups of Jews in Israel right now that continually protest against Zionism. And I've talked about Zionism, rebuilding of the Third Temple, and bringing in the Antichrist multiple times. I don't want to harp on this because then the show becomes too redundant. But this is what's happening globally when you oppose these guys. And remember, Hollywood is run by the Jewish moguls. They came over in 1920 and 1930, and they've built all the studios over here. China does not run Hollywood, contrary to some alternative talk rhetoric. It does not. Okay, the Jewish folks control Hollywood. The Jewish folks control the media. The Jewish folks control the major corporations. And you say, well, when you state a fact. If I say someone's got a great personality, but every once in a while they can be grumpy, that's not being anti them. It's just saying that they got a great personality. Every once in a while they can be grumpy. But you can't say that about the Jews. You can say that about Germans. You can say that about Chinese or Japanese or Muslims or whatever you want to talk about. They don't care. But they've been singled out. And it goes back to the old adage, if you want to know who controls you, find out who you can't criticize. And now you think, well, it's not all the Jews, Ted. I know it's not all the Jews, and I'm not picking on the Jews. It's the Sabbatean Kabbalists. It's the Luciferians. It's that group of Jews that have worked to bring in a new world order. Remember, Henry Kissinger's Jewish. It's that group that has come in and has done this. You know, that when you have the Rothschild banking cartel controlling global commerce, global world, you know, cash distribution, M1 money supply, they kind of run things. All right, you say, well, you know, and this is what Hitler got so mad about. If you listen to his Nuremberg rallies, and there are subcaptions, he said, if the international Jewish banking community insists on, you know, doing these boycotts against Germany, we will basically throw all the Jews out of Germany. Because in 1933, because Germany didn't do what they wanted the Jewish lobbyists to do in Germany, because they were bringing in communism to basically bring it up,
your connection is really, really bad. I'm going to have Todd jump in and see if we can get you a better connection. You're chopping up pretty hard. I'll take over for a few minutes until we can get you a better connection. Can you hear me? All right. Sorry about that, guys. I heard it starting to pixelate real, real, real hard, and we're going to get him on a better connection here and see if we can patch him back in. I apologize about that. It's what happens, you know, where he's at right now. Thank you again for working with us on it, and you just being patient. It's just something we always have to work with. Also, too, I wanted to add in something off to the side here. what we're starting to see, and this is why, just to kind of reiterate what he's saying here, it's so important that we exercise our right to free speech. Now, I don't mean going around being a hateful, calling people names, being derogatory, going in and cussing people out and getting in their face. I'm not talking about that at all. What I'm talking about is continually bringing up the truth narrative of what's really going on, who's really behind a lot of this, the stuff we talk about on the show all the time. The reason being is we're fighting such an information battle right now because the mainstream media is 100% propaganda. It's just, it's all government banker rhetoric. Even, and not even just the government as we talk about, because the government again is more of just a front for somebody to blame. It's the individuals, it's the bankers controlling the strings behind the puppets running the government. That's really what it comes down to. You have to understand that. That's why we can't get anything done with the border wall right now. We can't get anything done with border security. And I mean, now I told you guys yesterday, now we have 15,000 Mexican troops going to our southern border to allegedly stop them from coming in the country. Now, one thing about this, I talked to an individual the other day who's retired military, and I read an article with Dave Hodges, which is ironic because they were both unrelated, and they brought up the same comment. They said, why do we have 15,000 Mexican military troops going to our southern border when that's not the primary issue? We don't have a massive influx of Mexicans coming in that are from, you know, over here in Mexico City and stuff like that. That's not where the bulk of this is coming from. A lot of the Mexican citizens don't care. They're where they're at. What we're seeing right now, the massive influx, is individuals from South America, from Nicaragua, from Honduras, from Venezuela, from Africa that we're seeing now plop all the way over. I mean, we just had four individuals that are tied to ISIS get caught in Nicaragua by NSA after they were in Costa Rica for a week and a half. Two of them were from Egypt, two of them were from Iraq. They've been in Costa Rica for 2 weeks or so, then they landed in Nicaragua and got picked up because they got flagged by facial scanners. They basically were on a terrorist watch list tied up to ISIS. How in the world they get over here? Same thing we talk about with all these individuals that are coming from the Congo. I mean, I don't know. A lot of people don't understand logistics as well, but I mean, Congo to Mexico, 8,000 miles. You don't just jump over here. You don't just take a rowboat and just end up over here. I mean, we have, and all these people are coming over here. So there's agenda. There's somebody else that's funding this. And now we have these Mexican troops coming to the border. Are they going to do something to prevent people from coming over the border? I don't know. I know the fact that we had, if you guys remember, about, what, 4 or 5 weeks ago, we had Mexican military essentially pull down, draw down on U.S. National Guard forces on our side of the border and disarm them before they basically calmed down the situation and allowed the National Guard guys to get their weapons and leave on our side of the border, which is quite creepy to me. And one thing one of my military buddy told me, he said, the one thing about this is quite creepy, is he goes, they're not sending, you know, Mexican National Guard or a couple thousand, you know, security workers to help out with border control. He said they're sending 15,000 military troops with full armament. He goes, the main reason they're doing this, in my opinion, is to set up a forward operating base. He goes, 15,000 troops is about exactly what you would need to set up forward operating bases with logistics, with food, with ammunition, with weapon caches, with vehicles, everything you need to spread out across the southern border, but on a small scale for forward operating bases, and doing it under the guise of stopping individuals from coming in through the Mexico border. So whether or not that's what they're about to do, or whether or not they're actually legitimately trying to prevent an invasion of the southern border, I don't know. I'm not there. But what I'm saying is I find it very strangely ominous that we're seeing this happen right now with all this other stuff going on, when realistically the military needs to be down at the southern Mexico border, which is where almost all these individuals are getting into the country at, or on the Mexican coast. Just my personal take on it right now. So it's just something to be aware of. Always, again, this is what I try to convey to everybody. Look outside the box. Look outside the narrative. Just because you hear something doesn't mean you need to be paranoid and say, oh, that's not what it means. But you need to look outside of it. It's ironic because you always hear the term conspiracy theory. Anytime you don't agree with the mainstream narrative, they brand you conspiracy theorist. But in
that's
reality,
right.
I'm just using, I'm just using reasoning skills right now. I'm not saying this is factual. I'm just saying this is a possibility. I'm saying I find it strangely odd that we have 15,000 Mexico troops going to the southern border, setting up forward operating bases to allegedly stop people from coming into the southern border, but yet we had Mexico troops disarm National Guard on our side of the border just a few weeks ago. Find that very strange. Does that mean anything? I don't know. I'm just telling you my personal opinion on it, but always use reasoning. Always use the deductive reasoning and say, is this really what they're doing? If not, what are other possibilities? Are those true? I don't know. I'm not there. But again, there's usually something going on, as we have seen now, and I told you guys with that quote from Goebbels yesterday, or 2 days ago, if you repeat a lie long enough, people will believe it, and even you will come to believe it. This is what the mainstream media has become so good at, is lying to the population over and over and over and over again. I mean, guys, look what we just had happen with Jesse Smollett. He is an actor, a gay black actor, that goes and sets up a giant false flag hate crime, pays two Nigerian brothers to put a noose around his neck, pays them, then calls the police and said he was attacked by two Trump supporters that said this is MAGA country and yelled racial slurs at him, and files a false police report. The prosecuting attorney drops 12 felony counts on him for everything he did, and then he sets up a plea bargain deal, walks away with like 20 hours of community service. All charges are dropped. Nothing to see here. Nothing happening. Why? Because that's the lie, the propaganda they already knew they were supposed to perpetrate, was him having a false hate crime put on him. They knew what was happening. They already planned on it happening, and he got busted because he's such an idiot. And then they turn around and say, well, we don't really know what to do here. We're going to have him plead not guilty. We're going to drop all the charges, and we're just going to give him essentially, you know, a community service, because this is the narrative we told him to play. This is the propaganda we told him to play, and he got busted, but we got to keep up our end of the deal and make sure he doesn't go to jail. So we're going to make sure everybody tries to still believe the narrative, even though he got busted red-handed. This is what the media does, and it's exactly what Dad was talking about earlier, and I'll let Dad jump back into what he was talking about with the lies and propaganda going in as far as with World War II and Germany and Russia, Deb. We still there? We lose you. Uh-oh.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I'm here, buddy, but you guys have to forgive me, but I'm talking to you guys today real straight, and every time I do this, they mess with my signal, and I've had enough of it, but I don't know what to do about it. Because it happens at the house, it happens here, it happens everywhere. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're still breaking up pretty hard, but I can hear you a little bit. I think we lost him again. Interesting topics, interesting show, interesting coverage. This sometimes can happen, guys, and again, I apologize for a lot of this that's going on right now. It is strange whenever we start talking about a lot of this stuff. So thank you again. Let me go into a health topic. I got a lot of different health articles here I wanted to touch base on, kind of change the subject here. We may be able to get back into this later on. Get a lot of emails, a lot of calls for a long period of time, and I've seen articles on it over the years. People always asking about eggs. Eggs, we talk about them all the time. People email me about them all the time. And, you know, we try to break that old lie that was basically put out by the mainstream media and the cereal company and the sugar company that essentially whole eggs gives you bad cholesterol, makes your cholesterol bad. I eat anywhere between 4 to 8 whole eggs every single day. I usually eat 4 with breakfast with some oatmeal currently right now. And a lot of times I will eat 4 more later on in the evening, sometimes with oatmeal again, really depending on what my diet's doing for the day. But I generally focus on those. My HDLs are generally through the roof. They fluctuate anywhere from 60, 70, 80 range, depending where they're at. My LDLs are always in a very healthy range as well. I haven't checked them in a while, but they've never been elevated, ever, ironically enough. And so, but I eat 4 to 8 eggs every single day. I use organic avocado oil whenever I cook. All this stuff is really crucial when it comes down to your overall diet. And so a lot of people ask, what's the difference? You need to make sure you focus on organic eggs as best as possible. And also, too, pasture eggs are going to be some of the best because they're actually full, true free-range eggs that can run around and eat whatever they want whenever they want to eat it. If you start going into the other eggs that are not pasture-range but free-range, a lot of times they still have it. If you go organic free-range, those are pretty good. The cage-free eggs really doesn't mean anything anymore. That really means that they're not in a cage, but they're usually shoved in a barn, and they can run around sometimes, but sometimes not. You really need to find out where you're getting them from. And then you have regular eggs that are essentially, they're piled in on top of one another, really nasty conditions. But understand, when you start going with the pasture-raised and the organic pasture-raised, they essentially, when they've tested them, the pasture-raised eggs are about twice the amount of omega-3 eggs, acid, and triple the amount of D3, and about four times the amount of vitamin E, and seven times the amount of beta-carotene as compared to conventionally raised eggs. So if you're going to eat eggs, make sure you're getting clean ones. Make sure you're getting organic. Make sure you're getting pasture-raised.
That's right.
Make sure you're getting the highest quality. Because remember, those eggs are all the nutrients and all that protein, are everything that that chicken has been eating. So, I mean, if they're eating grass and they're eating worms and they're eating their natural food, they're eating organic feed, they're going to make some pretty healthy eggs. If they're shoved GMO corn, soy, ground meal down their throats every day and they're stuck on top of one another in horrible conditions, you're eating all that as well when you eat those eggs. So eggs are crucial, the quality you get. They're worth the extra money to get high quality. And again, don't believe the mainstream lie about eggs giving you bad cholesterol or messing up your HDLs. My HDLs are always to the roof. So are Dad's. We eat eggs all the time. People are shocked how many eggs we eat a lot of times when they hang out with us, because they're such a good meal. They're a perfect healthy fat. They're a neutral pH. They're the most bioavailable digestible protein you can pretty much eat. And they taste pretty good. You can make them any which way. If you want to throw onions in them, if you want to throw hot sauce, if you want to throw mustard, you can do anything you want with eggs, which is really, really fun. Throw broccoli, spinach, whatever. So just wanted to touch base on that. Are you back with us again, Dad?
I am, Austin. You know, it's so frustrating. Can you hear me? Can you hear me okay this time?
Yeah, I got a perfect reception now, bud.
Oh, gosh. No, every time I start talking about that stuff, every time I start talking about the stuff that I was talking about, the show gets booted off. Well, not every time, 80% of the time. And it's so frustrating to me because I try to tell you guys what's going on, but these people control everything, and they monitor the show. They transcribe this show, I've been told. And all of this stuff goes on all the time. So when I start talking about APAC, when I start talking about the Third Temple, when I start talking about all this stuff, you know, they scramble the signal. So how can they do that? Yeah, it's an electrical circuit. It's easy enough to scramble. And I'm so frustrated right now because I'm trying to do the best I can on the show today. And so chances are this show won't even be played in the archives because it was such bad connection quality thing. So if you got to hear it, this Warner got to hear part of it. So I'm going to start saying what I was saying again. You have to figure out who you can't criticize if you want to know who rules you. It's very important that everybody understands this. If you can't say something about a certain group or a certain individual or something else, then you've got to find out why and why they control you. It's super important that we all understand that the International Banking Cartel are a group of Sabbatean Kabbalists. They are the synagogue of Satan. They are Luciferians. And what they have done, they have formed through the Rothschild Banking Cartel and through the Balfour Declaration, they have taken over Palestine and they have formed Israel. Christians have been made to believe this is part of prophecy because of the Scofield Bible, which is also promoted by Samuel Untermeyer, another Zionist, who pushed the writings of Darby onto Scofield, promoted him to the Oxford Press, and got the Scofield Reference Bible pushed into the major theological seminaries around the world. This is what's going on. This group is basically a doomsday cult. They're part of Shabbat. They're Kabbalists. They practice witchcraft and sorcery and the worship of fallen angels. They do not follow the Torah, the five first books of Levitical law. They follow their Babylonian Talmud, and they follow the other types of weird teachings that they believe as far as resurrecting their serpent god. It's all been pushed by a guy by the name of Sabbatane Zevi, who in 1666 said he was the Messiah and decided there were two ways to get God to come back to the planet. One was to make everything perfect. One was to make everything bad. And he chose the Luciferian path. And he basically created this. After he died, Jacob Frank took over that mantle and brought the Rothschild Banking Cartel and the Rothschilds into the synagogue of Satan. This is the group that runs Bohemian Grove. This is the group that runs the CFR. This is the group that runs the planet, along with the other Luciferians that have been here for thousands and thousands of years, who are Baal, Moloch, and Asherah worshipers. They're trying to get us to interface and have an interdimensional interface into a D-Wave computer with an unknown entity that we know is Lucifer. This is what they're trying to do. Now, let me explain to you what an interdimensional interface is. Our DNA basically has a part of it in this dimension and a part of it in another dimension. We are an interdimensional interface antenna to God himself into his dimension. Okay, he created us in that image. We have fellowship with us. And what they want to do is tie us into an interdimensional interface to control us and control our hearts, our thoughts, and our minds to allow Lucifer to become omnipresent. It's all about deceit, deception, and lies. That's what they're trying to do to us right now, to make us believe the lie. That's why we talked about earlier in this show that the whole thing is a lie. Everything is a lie, what they taught us in Hollywood. Hollywood paints this ideal that transgenders are readily acceptable in today's society because they're trying to produce that truth. They're trying to create that standard. And in reality, it's far from that. The vast majority of us don't want our children dating a transgender. The vast majority of us don't want our children being taught by a transgender. The vast majority of us don't really want to have anything to do with a transgender. If a guy walks, I mean, remember, transgenders aren't the guy who was in Miss Universe who looks like a girl. That's not what most transgender looks like. You got the 6'4" guy walking down the street wearing a miniskirt covered in hair with a beard, okay, saying, I'm a lady, look at me, look at me. Okay, that's what the weirdos want us to accept. Complete and total destruction of what God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe in and know the truth. And the Word of God is very clear about these types of individuals and their perversion and their sickness. It was called gender dysphoria. It was considered as a mental illness. Now they're trying to make us accept all of it because they want to accept the Lucifer mindset. So guys, I'm not going to back off of this. In 1933, I tried to talk about this earlier. That's when my signal went dead. In 1933, Samuel Untermeyer, who was a giant Zionist, knew that nationalism was taking over Germany. Hitler got elected because the people had enough of the international banking cartel raping and pillaging Europe because of World War I and the Versailles Treaty, when they were in charge of all that. He had enough of all that. And he basically, you know, the German people had enough. They voted in Hitler, which I'm not saying I'm a Hitler fan because I'm not, but they were so upset about this that on WABC in 1933, Samuel Untermeyer declared international war and boycott from international Judaism against Germany. And they started boycotting all the goods and all the services and everything coming out of Germany into the United States through their supply chains. This went on for 5 years. And then in 1938, the German people had enough, and they had what was called Kristallnacht, and they actually went against the Germans, the Jewish shop owners in Germany after 5 years of being boycotted. Should they have done that? Absolutely not. But how far do you push a person into a corner? Do you push a country into a corner until they finally had enough? That's what you have to ask yourself a question. Why was there such a deep-seated hatred about Jews to Hitler? Nobody ever asked that question. It's because of what happened with the Versailles Treaty, what happened with the Balfour Accord, what happened with the unbelievable war reparations that were put against Germany because of the Versailles Treaty. It's because almost a third, a quarter, 25% to 35% of Germany was given away in war reparations after World War I. All of this stuff happened with a war that Germany didn't even start. So you've got to understand, who can you criticize? So when Clint Eastwood comes in and he says, I'm not going to do this, the problem is he's so old now, they figure, well, he'll be gone pretty quick anyhow. And that's how they look at it. When Joan Rivers started exposing things with the New World Order, with Barack Obama being gay, Michelle being a tranny, she was dead a few months later. And one of the things, I want to share something with you guys. I don't normally talk about this on the show. Her vocal cords were cut, you know, during the surgery she was having done. Now, you know, these guys believe that if your vocal cords are cut and you're still alive, that you're going to go through eternity deaf and dumb, you know, not being able to speak. I mean, for eternity. That's what they believe. These guys are like sickos. These are the witches of the Satan group. These are the hexes and all the stuff they put on people. And that was her punishment, basically being eternally not be able to speak anymore. And, you know, you think, well, gosh, that sounds crazy. I didn't say it didn't sound crazy. I'm just telling you what they believe. And see, this is that whole mindset with the Kabbalah. Now, this show, because it's gotten so messed up, this show, if you heard it live today, you heard it. We're going to have Todd play something else for the rest of the day and play something else tonight. And this will not be in the archives. So if you guys are listening live, you've got a show that you're not going to get. Anybody else is ever going to hear. I'm just letting you guys know that right now, because this signal quality has been such a mess in what they've done, not playing this game. But Samuel Untermeyer did this in 1933. In 1938, they had Kristallnacht. In 1939, Germany went against Poland and took back the land that they had stolen from them during the Versailles Treaty. Russia was their ally. Russia took the rest of Poland. England had a treaty with a non-aggression pact and basically a treaty with Poland. Germany and Russia took over Poland. England only declared war on Germany. Why? Why did that happen? Here's why that happened, because Germany basically was against the New World Order, the new communist dictator world order, and England was already being run by the Rothschild banking cartel. It's like Otto Kahn said, everything was being controlled on both sides of the front. That's what happened. So England declares war on Germany. Germany did not want a war. That's why Hitler let 500,000 troops go, you know, when they invaded Northern Europe, and he basically had them trapped against the sea in Dunkirk, and he let them go. He just let them go. He had air superiority, naval superiority, ground superiority, and he let 500,000 troops go back to England as a token that he was not going to start World War II with these guys. And in fact, if you read the story, the book, the history, The Bad War, it's online, it's free, it was banned by Amazon, it goes into detail with this. Hitler knew better than to let 500,000 troops go. He just didn't want to have war against Germany. He knew the communists were the enemy. He knew the Sabbatean Kabbalists were the enemy. He knew the Luciferians were the enemy. He knew that communism was trying to take over the world through their central banks, through the Rothschild banking cartel. He knew they were the enemy. That's why he did not want to fight England. See, guys, you've got to read that book and understand what really happened in World War II. Now, you've never heard me be this direct with you guys. That's because this show in 12 minutes is over with and it ain't ever going to be heard anywhere again, and the archives are going to be deleted. So if you're hearing it right now, you're hearing it. They got me so pissed off right now with the signal degradation that I had to go through this morning that I'm just going to tell you what happened. So this is what happened in World War II. And not only was Germany defeated, they were utterly destroyed. Millions of their troops were starved to death after the war, locked up behind barbed wire, not being able to be fed, and died. And over 12 million German citizens and civilians were starved to death in the 7 years after the war. My mom was there. She told me. Okay, this was a nightmare. All right, this is what they did because Germany had to be punished and its DNA had to be eradicated. And they've done it. They've continually done it now for the last 7-8 years. And they've completely slammed Germany until Germans now, they come to the United States. They tell you they're from Sweden. They tell you they're from Norway. They tell you they're from France. They tell you they're from Switzerland. They tell you they're from Austria because they're ashamed that they have German DNA because they've been so eviscerated by the Hollywood elite and the media about being Germans, as if they had anything to do with their great-great-great-grandfathers. This is why Angela Merkel was allowed to open up the doors of the immigration to destroy Germany even further, to continue the cultural degradation, to destroy the DNA. That's how much these guys hated the German people for what they did because they threw out their central bank in 1938 after the Germans figured out that this was not going to work for anybody. So you're getting the whole story from me this morning. If you're listening live, it's a one shot. This whole show is going to be deleted in about 12 minutes. So guys, I want you guys to know something. I love you and I appreciate you. You guys mean the world to me. But this complete revisionist history that we've dealt with in the United States of these guys rewriting everything has to stop. And we have to tell the truth. We've got to tell the truth of what happened. We have to tell the truth that Germany, that Dresden in February of 1945 was the most beautiful Baroque city with its architecture in all of Europe. It had never been bombed. It had no industry. It had nothing there. It was a refugee city from Berlin that had been bombed into rubble. And there was no armament. There was no reason to bomb Dresden. Germany was on its knees begging for mercy. The war was over. They had their children fighting in the streets. And they came in with Winston Churchill, the Druid, as a giant human sacrifice. He was a Druid. He was a Satanist. and he came in with concussion bombs at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2, 11 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was, middle of the night, and bombed the cities and blew all the roofs off the houses. An hour later, he sent back to Saint. Another group of planes came in, and they dropped incendiaries on Dresden. Up to 500,000 people, 500,000 people, they don't even have the ideas, were incinerated. Melted, children, women, old. And then the ones who didn't die, they went and stood by the river there to get out of the heat and out of the flames. It was freezing in the middle of the night, and they strafed them with P-51, 50 caliber machine gun fire to kill the rest of them that had survived. That's what the United States did. That's what England did. After Germany was already utterly and completely defeated. And then Hitler, he capitulated, and he gave away the technology, including the nuclear secrets and the bombs and stuff they had already developed, according to Jim Mars, who wrote the book The Fourth Reich, which everybody needs to read. They've evacuated him, got him out of Germany. He got to spend the rest of his life in Argentina because he gave away the secrets. Then they went into the concentration camps, and they took all the medical files out, and they decided they were going to go ahead and use those medical files and then start MK Ultra in the United States, including putting fluoride on our water supply, because the same group that owned and ran England had taken over the United States in 1913 with the Federal Reserve Bank and basically took over our treasury in the United States in 1934 with the Exchange Stability Fund. All of this stuff happened. The same Sabbatean, Kabbalist, Luciferian, Synagogue of Satan group that runs the planet right now, these devil worshippers is what they are, did the same thing to the United States. And now they continue to do it over and over and over again, trying to force their sickening agenda upon us because they have an atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ because he was the hope and the light and the truth. And he came to set the world free. It says in the Word that had this God, the God of this age, known what Jesus was going to do on the cross, that he would never have crucified the Son of Glory. Because it's in Jesus' resurrection, in his sacrifice, in the shedding of his blood, that we all have the hope of a future and the hope of glory. And these demon-possessed weirdos hate Jesus because of what he did. They hate him. They've hated him for thousands of years. And they have done everything they possibly can and could to destroy Christianity. That's who these guys are. And that's the thing that we need to understand. And if you got to hear this show today, congratulations. I'm glad I got to share it with you because I love you guys and I had the opportunity to pray for you today. But this will not be in the archives. Because I'm not going to take a show that's had this much good information in it and allow it to get destroyed by these doggone technological glitches and then basically, you know, and have to try to put it up there. People try to listen. I've already got multiple complaints. Can't hear the show. Can't hear the show. Can't hear the show. Guys, I love you. I'm going to go ahead and let Austin finish it up. I appreciate you guys. You guys are absolutely awesome. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. When you get your multiple vitamins from us, anything from us, it makes this show possible. And I'm with you. I'm going to fight this new world order as long as I possibly can. Austin, go ahead and take it and finish it up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's what we all have to reach that resolve. And I mean, it is not just physically fighting. I mean, that probably will be one part of it at some point in time. And everybody needs to be prepped for that, mentally prepared for that. But it also means, again, as I told you guys earlier, getting this information out there, forwarding our shows, getting information to people, talking to them, staying healthy as well. I mean, we can't do much as far as talk to people or physically if we're so sick and on so many meds. I mean, I saw an article the other day. They said that there were
Austin. I apologize. Yeah. I went off the air. I just got a text from Sharon, and she's being led by the Holy Spirit. And she said, "Please don't delete this show. It's too anointed, and it's too much good information. That's what the enemy wants. So we're leaving it up." Just thought I'd let you know, guys, know that. So just deal with the bad audio quality. I'm so hacked off, Austin, right now. I got to go. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Copy that. Yeah, so show's going to be up in archives. Been a wild show today. As you know, we try to keep them as clean and smooth as possible, but sometimes we have issues. So, again, I thank you guys for being patient with us and taking care of us on that. And, again, as I was saying, I saw an article they were talking about there's over 300 different medications that are completely backlogged right now, out of stock, backordered. And I don't mean stuff like statin drugs. Of course, those aren't backordered. I'm talking like saline solution bags, certain things like morphine, other things as far as antibiotics, all this stuff. I was going down the list. I was reading some of them, and I was shocked because I mean, a lot of them, they're backlogged. And this is from a federal website. And so when you start reading this stuff, you realize all this stuff is going on at the same time, so it's absolutely crucial that we stay as healthy as physically possible. And again, in my opinion, stay out of the medical industrial complex the best you can. If you have some, you know, life issue, life-threatening issue that has to be changed, it has to be fixed immediately, go in with an open mind, but also, too, go in with the knowledge that you have as far as on what you may or may not need to do. But again, a lot of times we see so much as far as people go in. I get these emails all the time. These people go in with a minor issue or a problem that could probably have been corrected naturally, and they go in and they start having all this stuff done to them, and these surgeries and medications, and they just start going downhill faster than a car with no brakes. And you start talking to them, and they email me up, and they go, well, this has been going on for 5 years now, and now I'm on 12 different medications, and they have another surgery they have to do now because of this. The issue is there's not much we can give you advice at that point. I mean, I'll tell you, yeah, go on the basic healthy lifestyle kit, go on some GHI cleanse, some good supplements to start on, but as far as me actually being able to help you, there's probably not a whole lot I can do. Because once you get wrapped up in that medical model, it is a very, very, very bad place to be if you don't get yourself out of it. And that's what happens to a lot of people. They keep rolling on the merry-go-round and another one and another one and another one. And at some point in time, you have to decide whether or not you want to kick off that thing and try to go out on your own and go a natural approach, or if you want to listen to the lies and the fears that a lot, not all, but a lot of the doctors continue to put in your ear. So thank you guys again for your support. Thank you for your patience today on the show. Be sure to check out the product of the week, the vitamin C. That is our pH balance buffered vitamin C. Really, really good formula. You can take a pretty high dose of it, especially if you break it up throughout the day and get your vitamin C levels through the roof. Great for the immune system, great for collagen, great for muscle repair as far as in the gym. Vitamin C is crucial. One of the most important vitamins, in my opinion, for the immune system. And so that's just something you need to check out on there. It's on sale, I think, for 12% off. I just looked at it right now. That changed yesterday. So be sure to check that out. And thank you again for forwarding our show to everyone, sending out, you know, our weekly newsletter to people, getting more people on board, waking people up as much as possible, because our listeners, you all of you, you are the ones that make this happen. You know, we can do the best we can on the show. We'll stay here and do it every single day. But, you know, going out and reaching people, spreading the truth, talking to people, being on the ground and engaging people in conversation and in truth, that is what we all have to start doing as much as we possibly can, because this isn't going to stop with the lies. This is why they're constantly pushing all this now, as far as to block hate speech and essentially fake news is what they call us when we speak the truth. This is why they're doing it. They have to do everything they can. There's a reason why Facebook's going to start handing over all French citizens on Facebook over to the French government that they deem to be hate speech. This is where it's headed. And best believe if it's going on there, it will start happening here in the very, very near future. So thank you for the support. Stay awake. Stay prepared. We appreciate everything you guys do. We'll have another great show for you guys again tomorrow. Thank you again for your support. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.